We're doing the laws of taking out a Sefer Torah and returning a Sefer Torah. Different congregations have different customs as to what they say exactly when they take out the Sefer Torah. The recital of Brich Shmei, I think, goes back to the Zohar. After reading the Torah, we bring it back to the Ark. And the Sfardim have the custom to say Havu Lashem B'nei Elim, that psalm. Ashkenazim say that psalm on Shabbos. On weekdays, we say Le David Mizmor, Lashem Ha'atzum Lo'ah, different customs as to which psalm is said on the return of the Torah. The congregation is not allowed to leave shul till the Sefer Torah is returned, till it's covered. That's considered disrespectful to the Torah, that when it's open and being read, a person walks out. If a person has to leave, being that it's not the whole congregation that's walking out, and he has a bus to catch or something else, so that's okay. The idea is that the congregation shouldn't walk out till we've put the Sefer Torah away. And the truth is that even the individual, it's improper to walk out unless you have to. We return the Torah to the Ark in the shortest possible... we take it out from the Ark to be read in the shortest possible route, and we return it in the longer route. But ideally, we shouldn't detain the Torah too much. Again, depends on the congregation. Generally, that's what we aspire to do. A person who sees the Sefer Torah passing has a mitzvah to accompany the Sefer Torah, as we discussed last time. And it's customary to bring the children to kiss the Sefer Torah to educate them and impress upon them the honor they should have of the Torah. And that brings us to the conclusion of the 67th chapter, the laws of taking out and bringing back Sefer Torah. You should just know that today it's become pretty accepted that taking a Sefer Torah out of the Ark and bringing it back into the Ark is meritorious, is a segula for having children, having an easy delivery. So people pay a lot of money for it. It's like considered a big segula when a person's wife is expecting. So especially in the ninth month, the person will try to have that merit of taking the Sefer Torah out of the Ark or putting it back. Where this idea comes from, I don't know, but everyone knows this. It's one of those things that you just write, everyone knows. Okay, I don't know, but I know that everyone else says it. It's that way.